Juvenile charged in an arson investigation has been sentenced to 1 year of probation. The unnamed 17-year-old must also pay $4,400 in restitution. A large trash bin at a warehouse on Apache Street and a bathroom at Uniontown Community Park were set on fire June 8th. Two bathroom facilities at the Diamond Baseball Fields at Uniontown Community Park were also ignited. The area is in the jurisdiction of the Summit County Sheriff's Office. 16-passenger van was set on fire at a warehouse on Apache Street the following day. No one was hurt. Teen pleaded the juvenile equivalent of guilty in Starr County Family Court. He turned himself in June 11th. Co-founder of a local baseball academy has resolved a lawsuit over operations of the company. Massarelli Baseball School alleged John Massarelli kept cash payments for baseball instruction off the company books and used the money for personal items or failed to turn them over to the business. He was also accused of giving lessons to minors while intoxicated. Massarelli reportedly agreed to resign from all roles with the organization. The school was seeking damages in excess of $25,000. MBS operates baseball training facilities in Lawrence and Springfield townships. Massarelli and two other men own a third of the business. Levy will appear on the May ballot to provide funding for four new schools in the Plain local district. The school board voted Monday to place the levy before voters. The $3.5 million issue would last for 37 years and raise an estimated $116.8 million. The district held community meetings in September and November to discuss the issue. Three elementary schools in the first phase of construction would house K through fourth grade. If the state reimburses 46% of the cost, a middle school in the second phase would house grades 6 through 8 and replace Oakwood Middle and Glenwood Intermediate schools. The former settlement administrator for personal injury payments from the East Palestine train derailment has agreed to pay $17.25 million. Kroll Settlement Administration had been found in contempt for allegedly failing to comply with court orders during its administration of the $600 million settlement. It will be released from all claims and obligations related to the case. Kroll had been accused of calculation errors, improper denial of claims, overpaying some claimants, failing to follow the court-approved plan of distribution. It must make the payment by Friday. District Judge Benita Pearson replaced the firm in June. A Rootstown man who pleaded guilty to trafficking methamphetamine is sentenced. 31-year-old Cody Baldwin Nieswanger was detained on Main Street July 5th when police learned he had an outstanding warrant. He gave officers a fake name and was caught by a police canine after fleeing on foot. The search turned up 27 grams of meth and more than $600 in cash. Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty sentenced Baldwin Nieswanger to 5 to 7.5 years in prison. Man convicted of murder and aggravated burglary in an October 2023 killing has been sentenced. 36-year-old Michaela Glenn reportedly lured 53-year-old Edward Lewis into a home on Oneida Street in Youngstown and shot him out of jealousy. Lewis' body was found 2 days later, and his girlfriend later provided information to police. Glenn was secretly indicted in April and was found guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court December 5th. He was sentenced to 29 to 34 and a half years in prison, as prosecutors had requested. Youngstown police dealt with fights surrounding a high school basketball game. The Vindicator reports several incidents were reported at Friday night's game between Cheney and East High Schools. Officers were called to Cheney starting just before 8:30. Multiple fights took place in the rear lot of the school. Police used stun guns to stop one fight. Just before 10 o'clock, officers called to a shooting at West Glenhaven and Hillman Avenues. Learned the incident stemmed from one of the fights at the school. No one was injured. Police called to a Mahoning Avenue gas station for a related vehicle. Found a handgun in the car. An 18-year-old was arrested. The city of Youngstown asking an appeals court to overturn a ruling concerning a former city police officer. The request is the result of an arbitrator ruling in favor of former Lieutenant Brian Flynn, who was fired in December 2022. For alleged dereliction of duty. The request was filed in the 7th District Court Friday. Flynn was accused of failing to investigate more than a dozen child sexual abuse or child pornography cases. 14 misdemeanor counts of dereliction of duty were filed against Flynn, but the charges were dismissed. The arbitrator's binding decision said the city should have suspended Flynn for 2 weeks rather than firing him. Common Pleas Judge Maureen Sweeney upheld the arbitrator's ruling in November. Flynn was hired to the Poland Village Police Department in September 2023. An Ohio judge temporarily blocked the state from transferring unclaimed funds to pay for a Cleveland Browns stadium and other projects. Franklin County Judge Bill Sperlaza granted a 14-day temporary restraining order to block the state from moving at least $1.7 billion in unclaimed utility payments, deposits, and other funds into a new pot for sports and cultural projects. About $600 million of that is earmarked for the Browns' new Dome Stadium project. Federal judge said Ohio could move forward. That decision is being appealed. In the meantime, two individuals filed suit in Franklin County. Former Democratic lawmakers Mark Dan and Jeff Crossman accused the state of stripping Ohioans of their property without proper notice or compensation. Attorneys representing the state say Ohioans can still claim the funds through 2036, even if some are transferred to the new account.